If you cannot afford your electric bill in Texas, at least 4 assistance programs exist right now that may cover part or all of what you owe. The 2 largest are the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP, and the state-run Comprehensive Energy Assistance Program, CEAP. Both are real funded programs with specific income limits, application windows, and benefit amounts. This article explains each one clearly so you can decide which to pursue first. Why Texas has multiple programs. Texas operates a deregulated electricity market in most of the state, meaning households in areas served by competitive providers choose their own retail electric provider, REP. That market structure creates flexibility, but it does not eliminate energy poverty. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reported that the average Texas residential retail electricity price was approximately 14.6 cents per kilowatt hour in 2023. And summer cooling loads push average monthly bills well above $150 in many households. Because electricity costs are significant, both federal and state governments fund separate assistance streams. Understanding the difference between those streams determines which application to complete first. Program 1, CEAP, Comprehensive Energy Assistance Program. CEAP is the primary electricity bill assistance program in Texas. It is administered by the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, and funded through a combination of federal LIHEAP dollars and state appropriations. TDHCA distributes CEAP funds through a network of roughly 65 local community action agencies, CAAs, across the state. What it covers. CEAP pays a portion of your electric bill directly to your utility or retail electric provider. It does not typically pay the full balance, but it can prevent disconnection and reduce what you owe. Who qualifies? Income limits are set at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. For a family of 4 in 2024, that threshold is approximately $46,800 in annual gross income. Based on the 2024 federal poverty guidelines, priority is given to households with a member who is elderly, 60 or older, has a disability, or includes a child under 5. Benefit amounts. TDHCA sets benefit amounts by climate zone and household size. Typical benefits range from $200 to $700 per program year, though the exact figure depends on your local CAA, available funding, and your household situation. How to apply? Visit the TDHCA website at tdhca.state.tx.us or call 211, the Texas Health and Human Services Helpline, to find your local CAA. You apply in person or, in many counties, online through your local agency. You will need proof of income, a current utility bill, proof of Texas residency, and social security numbers for household members. Timing. CEAP funds are available on an ongoing basis until exhausted each program year, which runs from October 1st through September 30th. Funding can run out in high-demand periods. Apply as early in the program year as possible. Program 2, LIHEAP, Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. LIHEAP is a federal block grant administered by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. In Texas, LIHEAP dollars flow directly into CEAP, meaning applying for CEAP is effectively applying for LIHEAP. There is no separate LIHEAP application process in Texas. If a local agency tells you to apply for LIHEAP separately, clarify with TDHCA because the programs are merged at the state level. This is a common source of confusion. Some national websites list LIHEAP and CEAP as separate Texas programs. For practical purposes in Texas, CEAP is the access point for LIHEAP funds. Program 3, Light Up Texas. Light Up Texas was a state-funded discount program for low-income customers in deregulated areas. It provided a percentage discount on electric bills. However, Light Up Texas was discontinued by the Texas legislature and is no longer accepting applications or providing benefits. If you see references to Light Up Texas on older websites, that information is out of date. This matters because many Texas households search for Light Up Texas assistance and do not find current information. the replacement pathway for similar benefits available is CEAP, Program for Utility and Provider Assistance. Beyond CEAP, individual utility and retail electric party rescue some key benefits. Encore electricity points, which deliver electricity to a large portion of North Texas, also provide one-time benefits of eligible customer assistance. These are worth pursuing in parallel with a CEAP application. Beyond CEAP, and individual utility and retail electric parties maintain their own customer assistance programs. Encore electricity points, which deliver electricity to a large portion of North Texas, offers a monthly bill credit to eligible customers. Income limits are at or below 120%. Retail electric electronic systems maintain their own customer assistance programs. These are worth pursuing in parallel with a CEAP application. Encore, which delivers electricity across a large portion of North Texas, offers a one-time bill credit to eligible customers saving power users. Encore electricity points, which delivers electricity across a large portion of North Texas, offers a costly bill credit, with monthly bill credits acceptable, and data. Rates in competitive areas of Texas ranged from approximately 11 cents to 17 cents per kilowatt hour for 12-month fixed plans in mid-2024, meaning a switch can produce meaningful savings. Documents to gather before applying. Gathering documents in advance speeds up the CEAP application considerably. Bring or have available the following: a recent electric bill showing your account number and service address, proof of gross income for all household members for the past 30 days, pay stubs, benefit award letters, or a self-employment statement, social security cards or numbers for all household members, a government-issued photo ID for the applicant, and proof of Texas residency, a lease agreement, or utility bill showing your address. If income is irregular or you are self-employed, ask your local CEAA how they handle income verification before your appointment. Most agencies have a standard process for non-traditional income situations. A straightforward action plan for a Texas household that cannot pay its electric bill, the most direct path is this. Call 211, ask for the nearest CEAP administering agency, and schedule an appointment. While waiting for that appointment, call your retail electric provider and ask about a deferred payment plan to prevent disconnection. If your utility is Encore or CenterPoint, check their individual assistance programs at the same time. Do not wait for one program to respond before applying to another. Applications can run concurrently. Texas has real funded programs for this situation. The barrier is usually awareness and paperwork, not a shortage of options.